football. The post-game interview.
It is Matt Caldew, the captain of the Swans Footy Club. Well done, Matt. What a fantastic victory. And, I mean, it couldn't be more crucial. A win, a team just above you on the ladder, and, you know, spots are, you know, everyone's heating up the race for final spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Bertie. We knew it was a really important game. Bell Park had been going really well, and similar points, similar position on the ladder, similar point of the year. So, today was a good win for us.
Anything different in the lead-up to today's game? Did Neil discuss doing anything different today? It seemed like it was a really... you just played a really smart footy today. Didn't overuse it. The conditions weren't great, but got it forward when you needed to, switched when you needed to as well. So just looked like a really well-calculated effort out there.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a lot of contributors. I think most weeks we just try and play our style and see how that stacks up against the good sides. And it was good to run that winners.
Matt, Jason Doherty, Matt Dowling up here in the K-Rock box. Congratulations. It didn't start out to be, looked like it was going to be a great Ford's day with the way the weather was, but you certainly kept jumping in the footy. And I think what Dowling was saying up here was that the delivery into the forward line for you guys versus the way that Bell Park were doing it was making it a little bit easier for you, at least a bit of a run and a jump and being able to get a jump at the ball, which was a little bit easier in the conditions.
Yeah, definitely. We had great service today. And it's always handy when you can get isolated, get a one-on-one, and, yeah, like you said, just run and jump at the ball. I probably dropped my first 10 marks, so I was lucky to hold a couple in the end.
It helps having that bloke Madigan in the middle. He has come back, and I think the boys around him look like they really enjoyed having him back in the middle.
Yeah, he's a super player. We're lucky to have Doys. He's just applied himself over a few years now, and now he's really getting the reward for it.
Hey, Matt, it's Matt Dowling up here. I'm just really interested in the way that you guys work as a forward unit. You, both yourself and Fraser, were leading marks inside 50 players coming into today's game. How do you work together in terms of training and then the communication when you're reviewing and talking in lines about how you structure to ensure that you get some good separation and give the best possible chance to run and jump and mark the ball?
Yeah, it's a great question. My job's just to stay out of Fordy's way and keep him happy. So I know my spot. I'm Robin, he's Batman. Like you said, I think it is about separation and just trusting each other to get to work, and whether that's stints of me playing up the ground and he sort of drops deep or vice versa. I think playing together over years has really helped us go that connection.
Matt, now we had Jack Driver on during the week on the podcast. Hopefully that got him a big fine, but a little bit of hamstring awareness, we believe, today. That's what happens when you've been away overseas. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know if he's been overseas, but he's quick to tell me he's getting old. So, as I said, class doesn't die, Jack.
Now, yourself, did you have a little bit of a break over the bye period as well?
Yeah, I snuck away to Bali. It was a good little refresh, actually. I didn't miss any games, but the Leopold boys were quick to point out that I might have had a few too many bing-tangs and looked a bit slow last week, so I think that's fair enough.
Big game again next week, Newtown. Again, similarly, like you guys have improved, and they kept Grovedale goalless today, so they're in pretty good form.
Yeah, well, they're having a great year, obviously under Stevie J, and I think Macca deserves some credit too for bringing some of those young guys through and developing them and getting to the position they are now.
Matt, another question from me. Some players that were really strong for you today that are sort of growing, and one of them's Todd White. I know he's VFL listed and he's a good player, but he's made that transition over his time at South Barwon as a halfback and now moved into the midfield that complements Doyle in his work in there. And then also Tom Bartlett today and his job on Sarsavik. He played really well as well.
Yeah, great points. I think he could have gone, like, we had a lot of contributors today, and I think that was our strength in the end, that it was sort of just relying on one another. And the work Toddy puts in behind the scenes, I'm really proud of the way he's going about it, and it's good to see him find some form. And Bardo's just going strength to strength. Same deal, just younger player and a couple of years in the system now and really reaping the rewards.
Now, the most important question is, of course, Matt, that you've been the Leopold Sporties before. You've got a partner, haven't you? You're swinging hands.
Yes. No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Are you on the market? Do we need to put that out somewhere for you?
I think we can just keep it quiet for now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure a driver can help you somewhere along the line. Okay, so you haven't got a partner. So, good bloke that you'd take to the Leopold Sporties for the 100. Who would you take?
I should say Jack.
No, don't say Jack. No, don't say Jack. You don't want to take Jack.
Oscar Pollock's bringing some good energy. I might bring him down, see what he's about.
Has he got a little bit of what I call white line fever?
Yeah, he definitely plays on the edge.
He certainly does, but that's why Nealty likes him, I think. Okay, does he take Oscar? Reptile-wise, who would you never take? There must be a reptile hanging around now that you'd never take. Jack probably won, but who else?
It depends if Fordy's played well. If he's played badly, I wouldn't want to go anywhere near him.
No. Oh, my God, Fraser. Seriously, I just call him grumpy now. I'm sure he's going to whack me one day, but anyway, that's fine.
It's almost more concerning when he smiles. You don't know what's gone so right.
Do you know, I saw him in the rooms after the grand final when Darcy won the grand final. I actually saw him smile. I nearly ran for 100 miles. I didn't know what was going to happen because I wasn't too sure what those teeth were in his head. So
yeah, that's right.
Well done today. Congratulations. That was a great game, and especially after last week's draw, that's exactly what you need. We're looking forward to seeing you again next week against Newtown. Going to be a great game.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks for your support.
Well done, mate. Good work. Matt Keldu, the Leopold Sporty's player of the day.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.